Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever gone about your faith and asked yourself, well, what's in it for me? Indeed, today's gospel gives rise to the question of what you are looking for when you choose to follow Christ. So today, the mother of James and John came to Jesus, and Jesus said, "What is it you want?" And she said, "Promise that these two sons of mine may sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." And then Jesus turns the tables on them and says, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" So the mother of James and John was filled with ambition and sought honor for her sons. But Jesus says that true honor will come from drinking the cup that he is about to drink. In other words, to share in his crucifixion, to drink the cup of suffering for the sake of love and offering oneself totally as a gift to God and one's friends. The first thing that needs to be crucified, as implied in the gospel, is pride. Fulton Sheen said this, "Only those who have in some way presided over the crucifixion of their pride and selfishness ever know what it is to rise from the dead. Because it is in the crucifixion of pride where humility is born, and it is ultimately through humility where true honor and glory will be found." As the end of today's gospel reads, "Anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Let us pray. Keep your family, O Lord, schooled always in good works, and so comfort them with your protection here, as to lead them graciously to gifts on high. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.